You're on Daf Kuvov Amad Aleph. The last line of the Amad. Tano Rabbanon Netilas Yadayim Lechulin at HaPeik. The shear of Netilas Yadayim for Chulin is till the Peik. Litrume, the shear for Natilus Yadayim for Trume is Ada Perik. Kiddish Yadayim Beraglayim Bemigdosh Ada Perik. So let us see what Rashi says. Ada Perik Hasheini Shebeemza Etzbois. That you wash till the Perik Hasheini of the Emza Etzbois. That means that the Etzbois have three parokim. Is the first perik, the second perik, and then the third perik is the mokim that's mechubal the pisa sayat with the fingers end. So the Baraisa tells us that for chulin the mokim netile is ada perik hasheni shebeemza tzboys till the perik hasheni. What is the reason for this? The kivin the mishum srach. Since really by chulin there's no need whatsoever for netilas yadai, it's only als srach trume. Im notel b'meshen negeya b'machol. So if he was notel, that what touches the machol, the whole purpose is that one should not be metame trume. So whatever touches the machol, that's If we're neitel till the perik hasheni, so we took care that which is negeya b'machol, it was we washed that the hainu roshei etzbois. You wash the roshei etzbois. Litrume ad perik. By trume you have to wash till the perik hashlishi. To the perik hashlishi v'hu begav ayad. That's l'cheir the mokim that the etzbois are mechuber to the yad. In kiddush yadayim v'raglayim minakia is ada perik ha'elyoy. That's the perik that's higher up on the arm. Mokim chibur hayad v'hazroya. That's the mokim where the yad, the hand, gets attached to the yad to the zroya. So that is, see, these are these three shiurim for netile. The perik hamtzoy, the perik hashlishin, the mokim chibur hayad l'zroya. That's one aloche. Everything that's choytzitz betvile, choytzitz benetilas yadayim lechulin, bekiddush yadayim beraglayim bemigdosh. And by kiddush yadayim beraglayim bemigdosh, it's also choytzitz. I saw that the Teferes Yaakov is Ma'ira, why does it have to say Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim B'Migdosh? I mean, the Netila of Chulin is a Psul Chitzitzim. So if I had to give this by Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim B'Migdosh, it should be a Psul Chitzitzim. So he says, we're speaking about Chitzitzis Terabonon. It means a Torah you need Reiv Gufa Yomakpit. So l'chayre by kiddush yadayim v'raglayim you don't have reiv gufa yomakpid. So you're only speaking about reiv yodoy, reiv ragloy, which is only at the rabbanu dekechetzitza to begin with. So perhaps it'd be a svara to say just like there's a klal in shvus b'migdosh that they weren't geiza shvus b'mishpah. So it could be this the rabbanu dekechumra of chetzitza does not apply by Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. So that says no. It's l'chayre that but it doesn't mention Trume L'Chayre, Sakal V'Chayme from Chulin. By Chulin is a Psul Chetzitze, and the whole Chulin is out. The whole Chulin is out Schach Trume, so versteht sich by Trume, do sicher be a Psul Chetzitze. Omar Rab, Ad Kan L'Chulin, Ad Kan L'Trume. Now, Rav was showing the Talmidim the different shiurim. So Rashi says, Ad kan l'chulin, ma gohoya b'yodoi k'moy shepirashti. So Rav showed them that l'chulin goes to the perik emtsoi, and ad kan l'trum goes to the perik hashlish, to the gav hayah. Ushmuel omar, ad kan bein lechulin, bein letrume. That means he showed them one shear for chulin and trume. Lechumre. And Fakerti shear was that chulin has the same shear like trume. Not like Rav. Rav had said that there are two different shiurim. And in the Barais it seems like that. That there's two different shiurim. Now Shmuel says, not Trume and Chulin have the same shear. Shmuel Omar, Zutrashi, Perik, Achulin, Batrume, Shavim. They both have the same shear. Ulechumre, Beperik, Ashlishi, Vuhu, Shebegav, Ayad. That he says that Chulin is the same Chumah of Trume. Fine. So what is Pshat and Shmuel? We don't know yet. May Lechere Shmuel is not like the Baraisa. The Baraisa seems to be saying that there's different parokim for Chulin and Trume. And that's why Lechere, the Raya is because each one it says Adaperik, Adaperik, Adaperik. Somebody says there's a different Perik for Chulin, Trume, and Kiddush Yadayim Baraglayim. And Rav just showed the Talmidim that the Perik of Chulin is the Perik Hasheni. The Perik HaTrum is the Perik HaShlishi, which Rashi had said that is Pshat and the Baraisa. So you have to understand Pshat and Shmuel, that he was Machmer, and he said that Chulin is also to the Perik HaShlishi. Rav Sheshis Omar, Ad Kan, Bein Lechulin, Bein Letrume, Lekule. He said Chulin and Trume are Lekule. They both have the same shear, Lechere and Lekule. Now this already, Rav Sheshis is difficult to understand. How can Rav Sheshis, Shmuel could be his machmer on the Barais. He told the Talmidim that even though Meikar Adin, is sufficient the Perik Hasheni for Chulin, one should be Machna. But Rav Sheshis said that Chulin and Trume have the same shear Lekule, so this we have to understand what is Pshat and Rav Sheshis. Omar Bahedye, Havi Keimne Kame de Rabbi Ami, I was standing in front of Rav Ami, Omar Ad Kan, Bein Lechulin, Bein Letrume Lechumre. So it seems Rabbi Ami was like Shmuel. You shouldn't say that this chumre of Rabami is mishum de koyin who he was machmer als koyin. The Rabbi Miyashe bar bereid Rabbi Yishu ben Levi who livoy. Rabbi Miyashe, who was the grandson of Rabbi Yishu ben Levi, he was a Levi. Va'oma atkan bein lechulin bein letume lechumre. He also was Mashve, Chulin, and Trume. So Mamela, so it seems that it's not only a Koyin should be Machma, everyone should be Machma. So Rashi says, Mishum de Koyinu, V'rogel betrume, Lefikach hichmer al atzmoi lahargil af bechulin, Kedei shirogel bo. So maybe that is Pshat in Rabami. So he said, so the Gemara says, no. That's what Behedi is saying. Don't say that that's Pshat in Rabbi Ami.
because Rabbi Miyashe Barbaraid Rabbi Shimon Levi also was mash vechulon letrume, so kochoch, there is a inyan to be machmer, even though one is not a kohen. Zaktaisves, v'choldavo shechaitzitz betvilo, chaitzitz benetilos yadayim lechula. Iksha harav, so that means that chulin has the same dinim of tvila. Iksha harav, Rabbi Avrom ben Arav Ramoshe. If the sefta de mikvoi is tanya beperikvo, kol achoitzitz bekeilim, everything that is choitzitz bekeilim, tvilas keilim, choitzitz benide ubeger, bishas tvila, ubechulin ein choitzitzin. But these things are only by tumas keilim, by tvilas nide, tvilas ger, but by chulin, there's no din chetzitze. And here it says, here in the Barais it says that choldova shechaitzitz betvila, chaitzitz benetila shiadayin lechulin. By chulin, there is a concept of chetzitze. V'yeshloima, dahocha airi la'achile, k'demuchach kule shmaite. Here we're speaking about achilas chulin. V'chmiru b'achile k'moy b'tvile. And they were machmer by achile schulin, just like they were machmer by tvile. V'hosom b'negiye. There it's speaking about not by achile schulin, it's speaking about b'negiye schulin. Now, b'negiye schulin, so l'chayre tis b'chlau no din netile, because first of all, chulin is not mekabotume from stam yodayim. So what is pshat that there it's speaking about negiyah and there's a din netile and there's no din of chetzitze. So Tosfos says v'osam b'negiyah v'ayri af b'chulin shenasu altares trume. It's speaking about chulin shenasu altares trume. So here's the chumras of trume that sheni will passel it. The lo yichmiru. So on chulin shenasu altares trume, they weren't machma that is a psul chatzitze. This is achilas chulin, which is mishum srach trume, that they were machma. But that's a chomer and achila that a chatzitza passels. But that what he made that his chulin should be altares trume, which best him it's not even mekabel trume, since he said it should have dinim of trume, some emele, so then a din is a sheni will passel, but dinei chatzitza they were not matel. And negiyah b'chulin shenas altares trume. B'tzoich li'zoyer, about kaponim, l'maisa Taisu says that by achila there is a psul chatzitze. B'tzoich li'zoyer b'shas netile mitit u'botzeik shetachas atzipayim. L'maisa, you have to be careful if you have tit and botzeik tachas atzipayim. This is a dover that a person is makbid on it. The chaitzitz in betvile, kedisnam b'mesaches mikvois, b'chol dover shechaitzitz betvile, zoch kemoi kein lizoyer benetile lachim. That's what it says in this baraisa. So you have to be nizo by tit and botzik. Avo b'miyut she'ein makpid. If you have a miyut she'ein makpid, ein lochush de betvile nami ein echaitzitz kenemrine per kamadeir. Omar Rav, Atkan lechulen, ma'atkan letrume. Kidiktoni bebraise, like it says in the braise, lechulen ad aperek, letrume ad aperek. It seems from the braise there's different shiurim for chulin and trume, for yamare rav biyodov, and rav showed the talmidim on his hands, which is the peirik for chulin, which is the peirik for trume. Upirish bekuntres ta'at a peirik lechulin, upirik beis shebeemza etzbois. By chulin, it's still the second peirik. Ule trume, ad a peirik shebegava yat. That's where the etzbois end, and the yat starts. Ubekidish yodayim, ad a peirik elyain, mokim chibur hayad vazoya. So these are the three parokim. Uleirotso leforish bekuntaris. So Rashi started off with the second peirik, then to the third peirik, and then to the chibur ayad lezoya. Uleirotso leforish bekuntaris the peirik de chulin, hu peirik rishin shebarosh etzbois. That it's the first Peirik shemirosh etzbois. Lefi sheinei shove b'chol etzbois k'moi be'egoidu. Because then the fingers would not be similar to the egoidu. Avol peirik emtzoi shove b'kulo. So the Rabbeinu Yoine in Broche says, the Goyin also seems to say like this, that if you say it's the middle of Perik, so it comes out that from the Mokim and the Tile there's left over a Perik. That means still from the Mokim and the Tile is left over a Perik. Or the Goyin says, so you're neutral to the Rosh of the peirik ha'etzpa ha'mechuba liyad. That's what you know, to the rosh of the peirik ha'mechuba liyad, which is, and this is by the goydul also. You know, to the rosh of the chelik ha'etzpa ha'mechuba liyad. So then, all the parokim are shavit. So memela like this, but if you'll say that it means the first peirik, so here by the etzbois there are two parokim left over, by the agoidel there's one peirik left over, so it's not mistava that there should be different dinei netila and the different etzbois. So that's why Rashi said that by chulin it is the second peirik. Ushmul omar, so that's pshat and rav, and that's pshat and the barais. Ushmul omar de peirik de chulin u de trume shoven lechumre. Shmuel said that no, they both have the same shear. Now, what v'loy poliga baraisa elamishum de koyinu. So Taisa says pshat, that's what Taisa wants to say, pshat and Shmuel. That what Shmuel said, that chulin and trume have the same shear, is pshat is v'rogel betrume lekach ichmer al atzmai lahargel af b'chulin. So that pshat, that what Bahedye wanted to say, pshat in Rabami, so Taisu says pshat in Shmuel. That Shmuel only did it, Shmuel was a kohen, so memela Shmuel did it lahargel atzmai. Avlo Rav Sheish is kosher. Aber Rav Sheish is kosha. The Oma Adkan, Ben Lechulin, Ben Letrume Lekulim. So Lechayre, so that means that Chulin and Trume have the same shear Lekule. So it means that Trume is also Lechayre to the Perik Hasheni. So that's Shver Hakut. Rav Sheish is Bechelik and the Bereis. V'yeshloima, the Rav Sheish is Meforish Abreise, Beperik horishen sheberoish etzbois. Rav Sheish learned different shot in the Baraisa. He learned that the perik horishen, the bachulin, it's the perik horishen. v'chula. V'sheini l'trumeh, shehu perek emtsoi. V'loi na, and he said that chulin and trumeh have the same din. That it's, and that the chulin and trumeh have the same din, which means that both of them are till the perek hasheni. Both of them are till the perek hasheni. V'loi l'ho, so the Gemara says, Rav Shesh at kad be l'chulin be l'trumeh l'kule, that both of them hold that chulin and truma is still the perek hasheni. V'loi lahokil ala b'raise koma, not the way by Shmuel. Shmuel had said lahachmer on the b'raise, because the b'raise said that chulin and truma have different shiurim, and Shmuel said no, that chulin has the same shiur of truma. That's lahachmer. They says was lahachmer laatzme because he was a koyim. No, here he's not makel on the baraisa. Fakat is machmer on the baraisa, because he's saying that chulin and truma have the same shiur. Elo ad rav ushmuel, he's makel on rav ushmuel. The omri, they both help. The perik, the trume, umokim chiboretz boys, utvises ayad. That's what they hold. So Rav Sheshis is makel on them. He holds that the mokim of trume is till the perik, the perik emtsoi. So he's makel more than Rav Shmuel. That is pshat Rav Sheshis. But lemais is machmer on the bereise that chulin and trume has the same din. He doesn't, Tosis doesn't say why he was machmer. Could be stammer say he was machmer. Just like we see later, Rabbi Yashe Barbaret, Rabbi Shimon Levi was also machmer. Not because that's good, he was machmer that chulin and trume should have the same din. But Rabbeinu Tam Pirish, this is Rashi's pshat. Rabbeinu Tam Pirish at kan lechulin perik rishon k'moy sheperishes l'Rav Sheshis. Rabbeinu Tam learned a different pshat in the Gemara. At kan lechulin means the perik rishon. Yeah. Well, the perish there. So let's learn again the Gemara. So how does it go? Rav said, at kan lechulin perik rishon. At kan letrume perik sheni. And Shmuel said, at kan bein lechulin bein letrume lechumre. She said, everything is perik sheni. That's everything is perik sheni. Now, what did Rav Sheshis say? At kan bein lechulin bein letrume lekule. Yeah, the perik said kosher beraisa l'Rav Sheshis. So then, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, so the beraisa shvel l'Rav Sheshis. The leperushay. Zach leime de la Rav Sheshis, de chul and trume perik rishon lekule. Yeah. So memele, yeah. Umiyu yesh litchis. De le shmuel le chumre, haino perik shebegav hayad, kumay kiddush yodayim. But he said, that the chumra of Shmuel was shebegav hayad k'may kiddush yodayim. Ubo Rav Sheshis lahokol mishmuel. So what is the gav hayad? before Tosfos brought down in Rashi, the Otuma the Perik Shebegav Hayad. Tosfos said that Gav Hayad means, Gav Hayad means, where that's boy's hand. And so there's a knuckle. So then Lachaira, that should be Pshat. Lachaira and Tosfos. He held that Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim is told the Gav Hayad, which would be Merdik Mechudishtik. Pushat Sarach Loima, Mi Yesh Litchais to Lishmu, Lachumre, Hainu Perik, Shebegav Hayad, is Machma, K'may Kiddush Yadayim. When it comes out, he holds Kiddush, I mean, he started off on the Perik Rishon, and Trum is the Perik Sheini, and Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim is the Perik Shlishi, which is the Gav Hayad. And Shmuel said, Ad Kan, Bein Lechulem, Bein Letrume, Lechumre. He said, you have to be Machmer, Sai by Chulen, Sai by Trume, till the knuckles. K'may Kiddush Yodayim. Ubo Rav Sheshes, Lehokel Mishmu. And Rav Sheshes said, Chulen and Truma are the same. And it's still, we're talking machmer by chulin. I agree with you, we're machmer by chulin, but not the way you said that we go all the way to the knuckles. We just go to the perik hasheni. Barav sheishes lahokol mishmu. Avol ein leforish. So now we have here two pshat. We have Rashi's pshat. We have Rabbeinu Tam's pshat. Avol ein leforish k'may shepirish arav Rab Avrom. Rab Avrom said a third pshat. The chulin at perik shlishi, that's boys. He said chulin is till the knuckles. Uletrume kol pisis ayat, perish adakone. Ulekidish yodayim ada atzilo shekairin kudabalaz. And kiddish yodayim aglaim is till the elbow. This is what Rab Avrom said. And, behevi raye, misefer hazoyer, shekosuf sham. So what did he say? That it means like this. We have a raya from the Baraisa that the three different prokim. That's for sure. I mean, that's the lotion of the Baraisa, the perig, the perig, the perig. Spicy says three prokim. So if we learn chulen is by the knuckles, so then trume has to be the whole yad till where it's connected to the kone. And so then the Salkochach, it has to be that Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, which is the third chair, is the elbow. Behevi Raya mi Sefer HaZoyim. So he brought a Raya from Sefer HaZoyim. Shekosav Sham. Omar Shmuel Lechulin Kol Hayad. Now Shmuel said Lechulin Kol Hayad. Now, so, kol hayad means the whole yad, till the kone. So if you say that trum is till the kone, and Shmuel is telling us that chulen kitrume, ad kam bein lechulem ento lechumre, so he's saying chulen is also ad kone. So you see that's the shear for trume, and Shmuel was machmer. Agavucha, we'll see later in the Rosh, but Agavucha, I mean, this is, well, there's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, but the first day in Shulchan Aruch is, and this is Rab Avrom, it's also the Rifshita, that we wash Chulin till the Adakone. This is Taki, and that's what it says in Sefer HaZoyer. In Sefer HaZoyer it says, Omar Shmuel Chulin Kol Hayad. That's Shmuel. It seems to be passing like Shmuel. So Taisa says, V'yev shalem akein. You can't say that. V'disanya b'peire ko'ima mishkoli yolai. Zabaraisa, an o'ima mishkoli yolai, if a person made a neder, that he said the mishkol of certain avorim, he's going to pay. The heck? So it says like this. If he says, Mishkal yodi u'mishkal ragli olai. So it means the displacement, how much the yad is displaces, how much the regular displaces. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, memalei odam chavis, u'machnes yodoi ad ha'otzel. Which means, so he puts his hand till the otzel, till the elbow. Uberegel adar kuve, and the foot he puts till the knee. And that's mishkol yodi, that's mishkol ragli. Uporich ubiyad ad ha otzel. But I mean, I'll ask you a kasha. Kiddush yodayim beraglayim bemikdash ad haperek. Kiddush yodayim beraglayim is till the perek. So posh pshat is till the perek means where the yad is mechuba to the kone. So memela. So that's called yad. Brochs yodayim beraglayim. So yodayim means the mokim of the chibur hayad to the kone. So when he said Mishkal Yodi Alai, so why do you take the yad till the elbow? Should be the yad till the kone. Omishani di raise adapeirik. You're right. The raise is adapeirik. Benedorim haloich achaloshim benayodim. By benedorim you go after loshim benayodim. Fine. Alme. So fine, so that's why Loshim Nayodim, the Yad means till the elbow. So mele, you have to cheshman till the elbow. Alme, en kiddush yodayim at ha'otzel. The kiddush yodayim is not at ha'otzel. Because if kiddush yodayim is at ha'otzel, so what's the kasha? What's the kasha? Umiyu yitochen perushoi, Lefima shemeforishom, the otzel haine ishilo. That otzel means the armpit. Vuhu beis hashechi, mokim chibor hazroya vahakoset. That's the otzel. So now let's learn the Gemara. So the Gemara said as follows. The Gemara said that you go till the otzel, that means you go till the armpit. That's what you go. Frek the Gemara, but the yad is only till the perik. The yad is only till the perik. So why you go to the otzel? So the Gemara says, no, the word loshim bnei odom, the yad means till the armpit. So it's not gefelach. So we don't have as yet akasha. We don't have akasha. Otzel could be the armpit. So then it's no kasha. V'chein perish bekuntres beperik hazroi. It is a psashayla. If with the beperik hazroi, the rishashas, there's no such rashi over there. Avokoshel rabbeinu tam. So it comes out that the otzel is the armpit. Avol koshel rabbeinu tam, the omar bezvochim, v'liachkeru b'yeza. It says, a kohen is not choyger himself, b'yeza. Ein choygerim b'mokim shemazim. Loi lemata mimosneim. Bleile meila me atzileye. Ella keneged atzile yedei. Keneged atzile yedei. Vahainu keneged kuda, the elbow. Shesham derech lachker. The derech lachker is keneged the elbow. So Mamela, so that's where you make, that's where you're chayyim. Right? So that is, so the Gemara says, klar, that the mokim chagure is the otzel, keneged, le'lamayla me'atzileyim, elo keneged atzile yedeyim. Now, it seems atzile with a aleph, atzile with a ayin, seems is the same thing. And your chayge keneged atzile yedeyim. Vahainu keneged kuda. So that's the keneged kuda. Sheshom derech lachke yechayge over there. So it's very good. So that's if you learn that the otzel is the elbow. So memela, so the Gemara says, yechayge keneged the elbow. Di'i b'mokim shechi. If you'll say that the mokim chagure is b'mokim shechi, adarabba, u'mokim zeyeb yoysa. Because the whole makar that it's keneged atzila yedayim is because it says ein chaykrim b'yeza b'mokim shemeziyim. Now, if the otzel means the armpit, so fakert, so that's a mokim shemeziyim. Question number one. Va'oit demasha yechloima b'loy lemaila. It says that you're not chayge lemaila from the ot. Keneged atzilem b'loy lemaila b'loy lemata. The lemaila v'tzavo. So zichinot in chagur over there. Bech yakeru sham hakedem edin hachagure. So that's the chmir, the tzeferes yakev, wants to emphasize the Rabbeinu Tam's kashas. That the otzel is the bone that starts from the elbow and ends under the armpit. That is, the whole thing is called the otzel. The whole thing is called the otzel. And it ends by the elbow, and it ends by the armpit, and it starts by the elbow. So now let us just go back a minute to how the Rabbeinu Rav Avrom learned Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says that Mali Odom Chovis Machnis Yodi Ad Ha'otzel B'Regel Ad Ha'kuvah. So Otzel means the Seifa Otzel. That's Pshat Otzel. Otzel means the Seifa Otzel. B'Regel Ad Ha'kuvah. Porich B'Yad Ad Ha'otzel Ramin Kiddush Yedai V'Ragam Midrash Ad Ha'Perik, which means till the elbow, according to Rav Avrom. Mishani di araise ad aperik. That's the mina teire takets ad aperik. The dom achaloshim neyodom, which means the end of the otzel, which is the harp. Alma kiddush yedayim, that was teis, al kiddush yedayim ad otzel. Teis understood otzel means the elbow. Mitochon perush, to be mashe pirusham da otzel aino ashila, that the pet otzel means the armpit, which means the seif of the otzel. That's what the Tveres Yaakov wants to say. That means the whole area is called otzel. The whole area from the beginning, from the elbow till the armpit is called otzel. V'hu beis ha-shechi mokim chibas roye v'akosim. Fine. So now, if that is the tight, so let's see the Rabbeinu Tam's kashas. Avul koshel Rabbeinu Tam, ta'oma bezvochim le'yachtru b'yeza, ein chaygrim b'mokim shemeziyim, loy lamata mimosneim, loy lamaylo me'atzileyim, elo keneged atzile yedeim, v'ayne keneged kudo. So the otzel, say here, so the Tver Shakim says, the otzel means the tchilas. The whole bone is called the otzel. So it means the kudo, that's the tchilas otzel. The whole bone is called otzel, there's a tchil in a say. Why do you connect it good? She's shown derech lachke. Again, it means the shechi, so that's the chamokim yeza, what's the maila? So again, so the Tiferes Yaakov says it's not shver. Otzl means the whole bone. Is a tchil and a saif. So maila, then the gemara means taket, the tchil is otzl, the kuda tak. That's how he wants to fam for Rabbeinu Tam's kasha on the Rav Avro. Oid, the Be'erchim Komar Biyad Ad Ha'otzu, U'Beregul Ad Ha'okuvu. Mash mit the Otzu Be'emtza Yad, Kmo Ya'okuvu Be'emtza Regul. This L'chayre is a kasha because this is become yada the otzel uberegel ada kuve najmash me the otzel beemtza yad kama yakuva beemtza regel. Just 1 second. And here the otzel means, I mean, according to the Rav Avraham, here it means, till the armpit. I mean, maybe it's not too gefährlich. We're talking about Lishna B'nai Adam. I mean, here we're being governed by Lishna B'nai Adam. So it could be in Lishna B'nai Adam, the Yad is the whole Yad, and the regal is still the Akuvah. Va'oid ba'aholeis kishemayne ramach evarim. The Mishnah Neholeis speaks about ramach evarim. K'toni lamed bepisas hayad. There are lamed evarim bepisas hayad. Shisha b'chol etzpa. Shnayim b'kone. Shnayim b'marpek. Echod bezroya va'arbo bekosek. Mash mit dem marpek ukude shekeinu aseder. Marpek v'otzel lakol echod. Marpek v'otzel is all one. So that v'cher is not shver. It's marpek v'otzel is one that. The Marpik is the beginning of the Otzel. The Otzel, I mean, Marpik Votzel is one. The Otzel starts from the Marpik, but it goes further. The Haba Elchim Toni Rab Yude, Masnis and Dosam, Machnes Yodoi at Marpikai, to the Marpik. So here it's, that's the author. The Versisen Dosa Machnes Yodoi Ad Marpeikoi. And by stories, that in there it says also, and here it says Marpeik. And Marpeik, it's in a holo, so it would seem that's the elbow. Abida said, Chlora, the author, so. So if you say also means the armpit, so then it's fair. V'targum kol atzila yodayim diyecheskel kol marpuke yodayim. V'ein leforesh the kiddish yodayim hu at beis hashechi. Now this, the Tiferes Yaakov says, this has nothing to do with Rav Avraham, but Taisa says such a tzad, maybe you'll say, Kiddush Yadayim, Yadayim means the complete Yad. At Beis HaShechi, the Hainu Ad HaKosik. So Taisa says that can be, the Porich Be'erchin, the Morias Ne'erchin, Udaraise Ad HaPeirik. We said, the Kiddush Yadayim Glayim is Ad HaPeirik, because it says, Barochatsu Yadayim. That's Ad HaPeirik. And Poshe Pshat is, Ad HaPeirik, let's learn Taisvis Pshat. That means till the chibur ayadi makonim. Fragt the Gemara, v'gabi tvilin ksiv yotcho. By tvilin it also says yotcho. V'toni d'vei menashe yotcho zu kiboyres. Yotcho is kiboyres. So why so he said that yotcho is much higher? So how could you say kiddush yodayim is other peirik? Mishani diyaraise kiboyres. Mina toire diyatake extends till the kiboyres, till the muscle. Kiddush yodayim raglayim ilchus the gemiri lo. Kaponim. So that's him. There the Gemara wanted to say such a tzad, shaltam loisa yodecha, that the yad extends all the way to the muscle over the elbow. And the Gemara is the kasha, so that is astira to, that is astira to kiddush yodayim. At Vilna we see, so the Gemara says, that's true. Yod chotake means till the kiboyres. In kiddush yodayim v'glayim ilchus the gemiri lo, mash the peg the kiddush yodayim v'glayim megiya at kiboyres. So we see that that's klomuch of yane gemor. Kiboyres mefosh ben etam, kibutzas boso shabizroye, kamay kiboyre tahini shaloshin, kibutzas tamorim. To understand a little bit how we are noig lemaisem, the Rosh is Ois Yud Aleph, and the Dafi HaRosh is Kuf Pei Zayin Amid Aleph, the Dafi HaRosh, Ois Yud Aleph. Tana Rabbono, Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim Ad LePeirik, Peirish Mokim Chibar Hayad LeKone, the Trumad LePeirish Pesh Mokim Chibar Etzbois Al Gav Hayad, V'Chulan Ad LePeirish Peirik, Peirish Peirik Hasheni Shebetzbois, this is Rashi's Pshat, V'Asikne Mishum D'Rabbi Shuman Levi D'Ad LePeirik, Bein LeChulan, Bein LeTrume LeChumre. So it comes out, according to Rabbi Shuman Levi, we wash till the knuckles. V'chein hilchese, we pass correct Rabbi Shuman Levi. Rav Alfes al Goyres, the Rif in Broches, is a different girse. Kiddush yodayim v'raglayim ad l'peirik, l'chulen ad l'pkak, pkak means the knuckles, l'trume ad l'peirik. Perish, pkak, heim akshorim shebesoif etzbois, which is the knuckles. Miloshin sheyispakeku kol chulye shebes shedre. They'll bulge out the chamoy ksheodom kireya, when a person bends down, bultois achulyois klapechutz. So you see the chulyes of the shedre. Kach kshodom koifef etzboisov, when he bends down his fingers, built in oisan kshorin klapechut. So then the knuckles bulge out. When you hold your hand straight, you don't see the knuckles. When you bend it down, then the knuckles bulge out. Vachi perush. According to the Rif, pshat is as follows. Kiddush yodayim ad haperik, chibur hayad vahazroya. That's ad haperik. L'chulin ad lepkak, soifetz bois. Chulin is soifetz bois. L'trume ad lepeirik, soif hayad, k'may b'kiddush. So now, trume and kiddush yodayim is the till the kone, and chulin is till the knuckles. Uma, so l'cheir, it's a little modne. That means Bishlam, according to Rashi, there's three different shiurim, such a pair, the three different prokim. Some amela, each one means something else. According to the Rif, Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim and Trume have the same shiur. It's till the Kone. And the Chulin is till the Pkak. So why did he separate Kiddush Yadayim Aglaim Matrume. It should say, Kiddush Yadayim Aglaim Matrume Ada Perik and Chulin Ada Pekach. Omar Shaloishona Yachat Kiddush Utrume, Kivan Dishir Echod Lehem, Bimnei Shoshona Tchila Kiddush Yadayim Shumin Atayre. First he said, that was Min Atayre. Vachakach Chulin Shuhumotsu Yoysa. Vachakach Trume. So that's the Seder. He said the Pesach, so first the Raisa Dekedin, then the Motzi Dekedin, and then the Truma Dekedin. U'bozeh nechleku ho'amayroi. The Riflo in Pshat, it is amachloikes amayroi. Rav ho'yogoy reis, the skirse, b'chulan lepkak, u'betruma ad leperik. And therefore, Rav showed, he says, v'kerta yemare, that Chulin is still the Pekak, and Trumad Raperik. Ushmuel hoyogoyres bishneyem leperik. Shmuel was goyres bishneyem leperik. So according to Shmuel, everything is still, according to Shmuel, he wasn't goyres Pekak. He was goyres perik. So everything is still the chibur, till the wrist. That's right. Ushmuel ha-yegayres b'shneyem leperik, u'matzrich b'chulin ad akonem, v'cheinim tzekosu b'ilchis eretz Yisrael netilash yadayim kol hayad, the whole hand, till the kone, till the wrist. V'cheinim tzo b'sefer ha-zoir, that was what Rabbi Avraham wrote down, omar shmuel l'chulin kol hayad, but not the way... And that it was a chumra of Shmuel. Shmuel had a different gilse, and the baraisa, everything is adapeirik. Ulechein kosov Rav Alfezal, mishum de Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, ad lepeirik, bein lechulin, bein letrume, vlei kosov lechumre. Kimdoma ad lepeirik, mele yedane, dahave lechumre adakome. Zuktere, the rosh, v'chumre yiseirehu. It's a big chumre. You have to wash your hands till the wrist. Boilam leinogu kain. Bekosher Rabbi Yeshuv v'melevi, given the shloshton shovim, l'revinu v'lisninu, v'taychit loim edachod achodosh shaminu v'garsinu. So Bemison, the Rabbeinu Yoyne says this teretz, he has the kash, Rabbeinu Yoyne baruch, he has this kash. And he said that the Tana that heard these halachas did not hear them all at once. He heard once the shir of Kiddush Yadayim V'Aglaim and he chazed it in Kiddush Yadayim V'Aglaim Ada Perik. Then at a later time he heard the shir of Truma, which is also Ada Perik, the shir of Chulam, which is also Ada Perik. Lemaise in Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down 2 days. Shir netiyes, kuf samachalav siv dalet, shir netilu shedayim kol ayad ad akone shel zroya. That's the first day in the Mechaba. And that's the rif. V'yesh oimrim admokim chibor atzbois lekaf hayad, v'loy linoy kedas orishin. But one should be noyik like the das orishin, and the Mishaburo firzois, omashme de bishas adchak, roy linoy, k'sabay stois emeiker adin, the mechaber, Mash mit der Bishas Adchak, she yesh loy mayim betzimtzum, yochel lismoich al das amekile. Yochel lismoich al das amekile. And here he brings down in the Bir Aloche, he brings down a whole tzettel of Rishonim, that like the Rif, he brings down a whole tzettel like the Rif, and therefore, He means that not say Almoigim that says in Reisicha by Nechashadas Gdoyle Rishonim Lahim Arif or Rambam Aben Hanano Basmag Baribo Baorich Barajbe Shemidine the Gemara Tzach Mutil Admokim Chibra Yad Bazroye Rein Nirli the Chayv Kol Odom Lineke Midine Veloi Mitam Chumre The like of my Sharisi Mixas Achoinim Shekos Vandoi Kain Tzach Lahasnois So he brings down the Satsi Almoigim that brings down a lot of Rishonim, the Paskin like the Riv. He come or came, he says, Nira Lafini is Daiti be Allah if you're Zeus, the same with Lahokala de Ishni, Bishas at Hak, Kshein Loi Mayim, a Moichem Biodai, the Kamarishain Makaima Bishitazu, Laihema Rashi, Vetoisves, Vorosh, Rinin Sagam Bismaka Mordchai. ודאויד החיים שנויגים אוילום כדי ראשון הליטל כל היד מהמוהי טוב לזו שלי לצמצם בשיר המים להתרנו בשפע אם יצמצם could be he won't cover the whole yad אבל לאידך גיסה it comes out there's a chumra also הליבד הרשי that he says that רובוי Shayne Makpid Lamaisa is Chaitzitz. So how do you cheshbin Ruboy? So he says, that's me in the beginning of the Simen, you cheshbin with that spoils, not with the, because, I mean, according to the Rosh and Rashi, this he says in the beginning of the Simen. This he says in Sha'aretzi in Sifkotin Beis, im yesh chatzi in the beginning of Kuf Samachal, im yesh chatzi t'aroi v'ayad, dain aroi mokim in atila osa. Afilu midech ni odom lahak pedolov, poshet, zok the Sha'aretzi in lofiza l'aroi v'apoiskin, shesoyim d'day at mokim shekol atzpois, v'aroi min atzpois agi. Tadmei v'chain kosu d'achachayim ha'in shom. So comes out a chumre, that you cannot be mitzarif the pieces hayad to make it a miyut hayad, or you cheshben with the private boys.